Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. It's 5 days till Christmas. It's 5 days till we get paralytic. Therefore, we've got Lisa Baggs on the pod. Come on.
Yeah. It's 5 days till we get paralytic. I'm paralytic every day.
You know what? That's why I thought, who would get blackout drunk with me at midday? You. So you're on the pod. I am so excited to have you here, Lisa.
Oh, it's lovely to see you.
Should we do a cheers?
Yes,
do a cheers. You do a cheers. What is your cheers?
Cheers to you, darling.
Cheers to you, sweet pea. Thank you. Right, have a gulp. Sensational, that.
I'll probably start repeating on me in a minute.
Do you know what? I've said you need a Rennie or a Gav. Oh.
What's that?
Sorry, that was my phone. I'm going to put it on. The thing is, I've got a delivery. I have to keep an eye on my ring doorbell.
I thought you had some eggs in or something at the time. Beads? Beads?
Yeah, life has been hard, actually, recently. So I'll be honest, I'm living off eggs and beads. Right, I want to get started here. You mentioned Saturday. What's happened Saturday?
I weren't very well on Saturday.
Oh, no.
I went out with my friend, felt really tired in the morning, thought it's just because I've had a bit of a hectic week.
Yeah.
Went out, had
busy woman.
Prawn and crayfish salad. I could only have
Rogue.
Two glasses of wine because I felt rough. You know, walking up the hill to my house, my stomach was going, I thought, oh, okay. So I've got in.
Yeah.
No one was in. I thought, right, it's still light. I need to take my gels off my nails because they're getting done on Friday. So
okay.
I've just about got enough foils
right.
to get everything off. Just then I've got enough acetone. So there I am, sitting in my back room, put them all on there, wrapped extra foil around there. So I'm sitting there like that. And then
you look like you've been in a fire.
All of a sudden I thought, oh my God, I need to go to the toilet. So I have run upstairs with my foil mittens on. I have had a nuclear explosion. That's the only way I can describe
it. No, Hiroshima.
Yeah, and then what did I do? I couldn't do anything. Because I couldn't wipe my bottom.
And people that don't know, you've got to keep it on for a while as well.
I had to sit there. I thought, what do I do? Do I phone Terry? But I thought, I'm not at that care
Leave that man
stage
alone.
Yet.
Yeah.
He's got to wipe my bum.
Yeah.
So I'm literally sitting there with these foils on. And I had to sit there for 45 minutes.
Sorry?
45 minutes.
The shit had dried on your ass by
Well,
then,
I'm not
That's
being funny.
Hell.
I was literally crying. So Terry comes going, where are you? I went, you can't come in.
Follow the cries.
So I thought, if I take the foils off, I've got no more to put back on.
Yeah.
So I was absolutely, I just didn't stop all night and then watched Strictly Final, went to bed at night, woke up in the morning and thought, oh my God, my face was twice the size.
Sorry?
Yeah, and my eyelids were like, well, I couldn't really see and I was covered in a rash. So I think I had...
Sepsis.
Yeah. I think I must have eaten a dodgy prawn. I had like a virus or something.
What?
I felt so ill. Then went to Specsavers, get me new glasses, sitting
what
there.
I do have to say though about the shits.
What?
Weight loss.
Yeah, but then I went all bloated.
Oh.
And then I've had a really bad, painful stomach. It's all right today.
I was going to say, is everything okay
now? But I went into Specs, I seemed to get my glasses, and I'm thinking, fucking hell.
Because you broke your glasses.
Yeah, and I sat on them.
That's really upsetting. I've done that before.
But he was taking so long, and I thought, I'm going to be sick. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm going to be sick. I said, can you hurry up, please?
You've got the hot flushes.
Oh, my God. Oh, it was just, and it was awful, and my legs were like jelly.
I'm glad we were ill at the same time, because while you were shitting for England... I had alcohol poisoning and I have never had alcohol poisoning.
I actually thought maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, I mean, between you and me, it's very likely.
Probably.
With both of us.
I'm taking milk thistle.
Who?
Milk thistle. Do you not take that?
No. Right. What has been your worst Christmas to date? Because I think Christmas is a time that there's a lot of pressure to have a really good time, celebrate with family and friends.
It's a bit sad, really.
I felt that.
It is. It's a little bit sad. No, it's when I lost my friend. So it was just before Christmas. And so that was, actually, it was 14 years ago. And that's when we got Alfie, the dog.
Oh, my God. You did just say 14 years ago you got Alf.
And I just suddenly lost my friend. And so that Christmas was a bit of a blur to me.
Yeah.
So we got the dog and the kids went off to Panto to see Brian Connolly with Terry. And I was left at home with two dogs.
Oh, God, not the Panto.
Oh, but do you know that when grieving is a really funny thing because you kind of go into a bit of a, like... Every day's a blur.
Yeah.
So that was probably my worst Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah, but apart from that, every Christmas is fun and joyful with my children.
Do you know what as well? I think Christmas, it's fine because you can wake up at 8 a.m. and drink and it's socially acceptable.
Well, Terry starts drinking about 10 to 7.
Does?
Yeah. He drinks Bloody Marys.
Oh, I drink Bloody Marys. The thing with Bloody Marys is if you've got a hangover, have a bit of tomato juice, bit of Tabasco, splash of vodka, and you're in for a good run.
Well, he did it once when we lived in our old house.
Yeah.
And He pulled, I'm cooking dinner. And you could see he was absolutely smashed. Opened up the oven, potatoes went all over the floor. We had a massive row. We didn't speak throughout the whole dinner. And then he fell asleep watching Doctor Who with the boys and I just was ironing.
That sounds not ironing on Christmas Day.
Had no one to talk to.
Let Jesus rest. That is crazy.
Yeah, honestly, because I was
or resurrect.
Bored.
Is Jesus, wait, I know Jesus is, but did he, is
he was born on Christmas Day.
Sorry, yeah.
So he resurrected at Easter.
Yeah, yeah. The tomb. Crazy times for him. Crazy times. Last time I saw you was at the HLD Christmas party.
Yeah, and you went very well, were you?
Got my nipple out and I wasn't even drunk.
Did you? What, Terry?
So I gave you a hug and my nipple must have come free because it was excited to see you. Natural reaction. I go to give Terry a hug and I just feel your swift hand.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That was bloody cold there, weren't it?
Oh my God, it was Baltic.
I mean, considering I'm going through hot flashes every 5 minutes, that's the place I need to live, I think, at the minute. Because it was cold.
It was. And
couldn't feel my feet.
One thing, in 2024, I'm going to start something now. I'm not going to wear fucking heels. I'm sick of it.
I know.
What are you doing New Year's?
Well, my children have hired the most spectacular house in Sussex for their dad because Terry's going to be 60.
Yeah, he fucking is.
Yeah,
he come is. On, Silver Fox, bless him.
Only as old as the man you feel. Work that one out. So, so we're going to this house and, it's got a hot tub, which I will not be going in. And
you don't like a hot tub?
No.
Germs?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No.
Once... No, I've gone too far. I was going to say something there.
Well, the boys used to poo and wee in hot tubs when we used to go away and stuff. And I'd go, boys, you can't do that.
I got in a hot tub once.
My mates get it really in hot tubs all the time.
And it upsets me a little bit because I think, what have I just let in there?
Oh.
You know, and people that...
Have you ever had sex in the sea?
No, I'm not that adventurous. I usually just lie there, Lisa, to be honest. That. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Salty pum.
Yeah, and you can get home and be on a drip and everything for days. Not that I know that.
Why? I was going to say, how do you know that? At all. Really?
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, sometimes I think it's a bit weird because there's animals in the sea and imagine like a turtle.
But people wee and poo in the sea.
They really do. And people that, do you know what? I can actually let it slide, people that piss in the sea. Because, you know, where's
we've
the
all
toilet?
Done it. When you go, when you toddle out, I mean,
yeah,
everyone's looking at each other.
Yeah, what was the warm spot? It was me. It was me.
Yeah.
But to do a poo in the sea, to me, is extreme. In my personal opinion.
Yeah,
you moan about, you know, plastic straws and the turtles.
Oh.
But if I was a turtle and got hit in the head with a shit, I'd be more pissed off than getting strangled with plastic.
Oh, no.
And that's the bottom line.
No.
Yeah.
So, yes, anyway, digressing. We've digressed about
going
and seeing. So, yeah, we're going to this house and the instructions are we've all got to dress up. Oh. Really posh. I've got a chef coming on New Year's Eve, which is Terry's birthday.
Oh.
And he's called Terry as well. So we're going to have sort of an early dinner.
Nice.
Because I thought it'd be more sensible for us to all lie on our stomachs than just eat late.
Yeah, well, that's true. And then you can drink more.
Oh, do you know what? I'm actually sick of it at the moment.
Really?
Yeah.
The laugh from Joe there was
promising.
Because
I have been inebriated. I mean, last weekend when it was my birthday, we went out Saturday, Sunday, and I was here Monday. Tuesday, I thought death would be a better option. Because I felt that ill.
I'd like to tell you my proposition here and I want your advice as a mother.
Right.
Because I live alone now. I'm very lonely and I will die alone. I thought maybe I could get a
cat
dog. Yeah. That's when I'm older.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to get a dog, but I want a really ugly one with buck teeth. And I'd like to call it Keith with the teeth. but I don't know if that's a smart idea because you have to walk them and stuff.
Yeah, you have to walk them. And also, you know, with me, with Dolly, with the vet's bills.
And that's what's been...
And also, they're a huge tie. Unless you've got somebody on the path that can have your dog.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we haven't had a holiday abroad for 4.5 years because I can't leave
get
with anyone.
Get yourself to Tenerife, Lisa. That's criminal.
I know.
Really?
We haven't had a holiday abroad because she's been so ill.
Yeah, but your luck with holidays isn't great. You're either projectile vomiting on a plane or you've got sunstroke.
That's on the pilot's feet.
Yeah.
Pilot's feet.
Hope he's doing well.
I had to take my knickers off because they were just so badly soiled.
Oh, my God.
I know. But I actually felt like that on Sunday in Specsavers. I thought, oh, my God, I'm actually going to throw up over this man.
Yeah. And I'm glad you didn't, to be fair. What's been the most embarrassing thing you've ever done drunk?
I think, I wasn't drunk.
No.
Oh, do you know, I haven't really been that bad when I'm drunk because I...
Must be nice.
Oh, I don't know. Like, Joe will probably tell you the story about when I... went to see a clairvoyant and I get really nervous when
What's
I go
a clairvoyant?
And see them. You know, the medium, like people tell me spirits come and I always literally just sit there and think, oh, not really. And because I'm not very receptive to it, for some reason they pick on me.
Oh.
So this particular night, left home, and then as soon as the fresh air hit me, and I bought a brand new camel colour wool coat from Next, I thought it was the bollocks.
No.
Yeah. Hit the fresh air. I ping-ponged all the way up my road, fell into literally a pile of, it was autumn time, a load of leaves, sort of stood up, looked like King Neptune, and just walked out covered, and then got in, and I just couldn't put the key in the door, and I was headbutting the front door.
Oh my God, you were paralytic.
Saying to Terry, can you come and let me? And then I sat on the toilet, naked, and weed all over the toilet seat, because I didn't need to lift the toilet seat up.
And that's a sign of a good night, Mark.
Yeah, but then I woke up in the morning and went, oh my God, I've had a power cut. He went, you silly cow. He went, you were so drunk, you leant over, you knocked everything off, pulled your clock out, because that's an old-fashioned plug-in clock, yeah, and pulled it out the wall. And I went, okay.
Talk to me.
He was like, it's disgusting going out and getting yourself in such a state.
Oh my God.
I don't know, but I was very nervous.
Yeah, do you know what? Sometimes Dutch courage does the trick.
I get very drunk when I'm very nervous. If I've got anxiety, I tend to just try and stay away. I get really nervous.
Do you?
Really nervous.
But you wouldn't be able to tell that though.
Really?
I don't think so.
But I wake up every night, middle of the night, and then that's when my brain starts to work and I think...
Are you a night anxious person?
Oh, terrible.
Yeah, that's possibly terrible. Worse than daytime because you can distract yourself in the daytime.
And some of the nightmares, I've just like PTSD.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? That's one thing about me. I don't get nightmares, really.
I have terrible nightmares.
Really?
Yeah, just horrendous.
You need to sleep with like a bat by your bed.
I mean, I'm having horrendous nightmares now because I've got to share a bed with my husband when we go away on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I get up in the morning, I have to put my gel, my HRT on my legs, like there's nothing else on. And then I have to sit there on my phone. It's usually 6 o'clock. It's always 3 minutes to six. So I have to sit there, let that all dry. So I'm usually giving it all that. And then all of a sudden I think, oh, toilet time. And he's going to be next to me.
He's going, what on earth is going on?
And by the way, I've got also have to wear a retainer and I've got earplugs. Something like that.
Oh my God. Yeah. Do you know what? If I burgled you, I'd come in your room and think, do you know what? I'm going to give this woman a break and walk out.
Well, I'm going to make sure Dolly sleeps in our room.
Yeah. So are you going to take Dolly? Of course.
Yeah, so that there will be no like interactions. I'm going to have to wait till he gets home for that. We got to tell Terry, I said, don't even come near me.
Do you know what? I was thinking that. I think when I get married, God forbid, I think there's a 5-year limit on us shagging and then
I'll
stop.
It's all fine until you have kids. And they are the biggest contraception ever. Yeah. Don't worry about it because once you've got kids.
And Joe walked in on you once as well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. I watched that pod.
And I went, and he went, he was just stood at the end of the bed and it was like seeing
that's weird.
The poltergeist at the end of the bed.
He's a watcher.
Yeah, at the end of the bed. And Terry went, oop, oop, like that. And I went, Terry.
Lisa.
Yes.
Last time you were on the pod, you got your tits out.
Do you want me to get them out now? They're fucking massive. Look at them.
Are they?
Paid all that money
to
have them reduced. And I had literally nothing, which is what I wanted.
Yeah.
And in the last, well, since I've been on HRT, so it's been really since sort of July, they have just got bigger and bigger, and I wouldn't mind, but they're quite tender. Ooh. Terry loves them.
I bet he does.
I've tried to
the mummy milkers.
Oh, do you know what? I mean, I was in the shower this morning, I said, get out! And he popped his head around, and he went, oh, they're looking real. I went, go away! Away!
He's like a dog.
He is! And he knows, because his birthday's coming up.
Christmas and birthdays. Yeah. Oh, no, so 5 days until you have to put your Lego.
The good thing is the boy's going to be at home, so it's going to be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
An opportunity for that.
Thank you,
well
Joe.
Done, Joe.
Is George home for Christmas?
Oh, yes, he is. He's with
his
mummy.
Because he's in Dubai.
No, he's not. He's in New York.
Sorry, I did fuck that up. Yeah, he is.
But do you know what the funny thing? He sent me a message at 3 o'clock this morning.
Tell me.
Time difference.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of him and Lauren at the top of the Empire State Building. It's just fog, so we couldn't see anything. He got all the way up to the top.
What was the point?
Oh, love him, yes.
What was the point?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed having him back from locked in?
He's not been at home, has he?
Yeah, that's
been
he's loved up.
His girlfriend. But it's true.
He is loved up.
He's very loved
up. This is the first love.
I did say to him the other day, if you're not careful, that thing's going to drop off.
What? Oh, his penis.
Yes.
And I hope that doesn't happen because that would be crazy.
I mean, he looks grey all the time.
He's got blood in his... He's just straight to his penis.
He looks white. He looks like the ghost of Christmas past.
Jesus wept.
Yeah, I know.
See, relationships aren't to be messed with.
No.
They really are.
Not when you've been a virgin till you're 21.
He's had time to make up for.
Yeah.
Is Lolly coming over for Christmas? No.
She's going back to her family.
Okay.
And then we all go to the house on the 30th.
Aww. Yeah.
And Joe's boyfriend's doing the same thing, so he's coming as well on that day.
So
I actually got the
Can
three
Can I sleep
of them.
In the barn? Is that all right?
Yeah, you can come if you want.
I'm going.
What are you doing
I'm going to...
We have got a spare place. You should sleep with Charlie.
Please. Please let me in there.
You can come.
I will.
What are you doing? What are your plans over Christmas?
Nothing. I don't really have any plans.
Well, then you come down on New Year's Eve, Terry's birthday.
No, I absolutely will, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Please, let me alone.
Me and Grace will just share half my plate of food.
Yeah. There is.
I'll just have a few peas and some wine.
No, you can.
And that will really suit me.
There's loads of room. There's only me.
Yeah. What?
There's only me and Lolly. There's no other girls going.
Oh, my God, please let me in there. Can I come?
You come.
I'll pay my due.
Are you
bringing
vodka?
Oh, I'm not drinking. I'm just sticking to rosé and Laurent Perrier rosé.
Well, the thing is, Lisa, like, I need people that watch this may not understand. Like, you know when people are like, oh, they're bad influencers. They are nothing on you. When I came round on my birthday, I was paralytic.
I've never drunk. And your friend?
Tat was swaying
Tat was
on the
like
stairs.
And she's crying on me. I thought this is a sign of someone who's very, very drunk. And then that video of me dancing, what the fuck was that all about?
I had an
Epping Forest Country Club moment.
And I went back to my hotel and I was like, I need to go to bed. I went to the bar of the hotel. Yeah. And I started arguing with the man about Dubai.
Did you?
And that's when I sent myself to bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be
but
honest.
I mean, I'm not. You had been out for lunch, but like, you know what Terry's like?
Yeah.
Your drink gets to that and he fills it up.
It's literally, we'll get to this and he'll go, oh, she's wasting away.
But you know, yeah, but he's always been like that. He's always
been a
really good host.
Yeah.
And he always likes to make sure everyone's fed and everyone's, you know, I mean, he panicked.
Food at your house.
He panic buys at the last minute. Oh, there's not enough.
And then you know the night is heading well when he gets on the decks.
Oh, but I told him off about that.
Did you?
Because that room is his room.
Right.
And every room in the house that he's got is awful. And I can't get in there because I have to walk over clothes and, you know, like ledges he's got and files. And I said, Grace is not going in that room.
Can I say, I was so drunk, I couldn't, everything was in two. So I wouldn't have been able to see anyway. Honestly, I was blackout. It was amazing.
No, the first time you ever come round, that is when I laid on the floor and I couldn't get up.
Oh my.
I actually was falling asleep.
Yeah, honestly.
I actually was falling asleep.
And I never know when to go.
That was fun. And then the next day is the TikTok of me when George is pulling me by my legs along the floor because he found some vodka that you left.
Yeah.
Well, this is 12 o'clock on a Sunday night. And I've gone, blah, blah. Terry went, you're disgusting. And then George is pulling me along the floor.
Well, I go home and my mum goes,
I think your mum hates me, didn't she?
No, she loves it. She goes, what happened last night? Because all I saw was your story of you and Lisa laying head down. Oh, no. And I go, please don't ask. What you don't know will not hurt you.
But see, that's Joe's fault. When Joe wants to play beer pong, and I don't like drinking games because I think they end up with arguments and they get a bit out of control.
Amen.
Yes, so I don't like them because then people say things and it's like...
Well, you know, Lisa had to mediate while I was sat on the toilet crying. I had my full puss out and you're going, Grace, it's not that deep, don't worry.
I know, she's getting herself, but I said, Grace, look, this is
right,
the trouble though. When you have a drink and then something gets said, it goes one or two ways.
I don't remember what was said,
So that's why you've got to be so, I just literally, when that happens indoors, just go to bed.
Oh, I go outside and hope for the best, Have a vape.
Yeah, I know, but outside. When I used to smoke, I used to go outside, have a fag and then just literally want to pass out.
I feel like you're, who's that Audrey Hepburn? That's how I imagine you with a fag in your hand.
Well, not George Michael died. I had about 10.
You really were upset by that. And my version of that, I think, is when Khloe Kardashian dies. I'll be an absolute mess.
Well, you know that Joe's bought me front row seats to Barry Manilow. Can't believe it. I'm hoping he's going to last that long.
To be fair, I don't know if it's looking good.
I mean, have you actually seen Tom Jones on The Voice at the moment?
Listen, I saw that man in person. Can I say something funny?
Well,
I love Tom Jones, by the way. I think he's
an
icon. Loveliest bloke. When I saw him at The Voice, he...
you met him, didn't you?
Yeah, he has a hairstylist.
Oh, love.
And what she does is she just brushes his little hair back and sprays it a bit. And I thought, that's great.
Oh, no, but he's just... I don't know, he... This episode, like this series of The Voice, he looks like he's aged quite a bit since last time. It's probably because I was screaming at him when he was in concert. And
ballad. Yeah. It does age you, that.
I know, bloody well, yeah. But like Terry looking, he went, what does he remind you of? I went, well, you probably won't remember this, Harry and the Hendersons, the film. You need to get that picture up. That's what
Harry and the Hendersons, can I Google it?
Yeah. He just looks like the Harry.
Harry and the Hendersons.
The actual... Harry Sasquatch, and which you won't even know what that is.
Henderson's. Yeah, you're speaking Arabic at the moment to me. Give me a minute. The gorilla?
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of.
I was expecting like a person. I mean, to be fair though,
yeah,
he's done his due.
But do you know when he's when someone's singing, he goes like that. He goes like this, and I'm like,
push the button.
And then when there's someone really shit, the only person that turns is Ollie.
And do you know what was amazing? There was an old bloke who turned round, and Ollie was the only one.
No, and he's the only one.
Yeah.
Terry went, oh, you know he's going to turn round. Bang, and he did.
I love it.
But I love when Tom sits forward, he goes like this. And then he don't turn around.
That was such a good impression.
He does.
It's like it kind of hurts a little bit.
Just trying to have a poo.
Yeah.
Well, you would know. What are your goals for 2024? It feels weird saying 2024.
Right. But I never, ever make resolutions. However, I'm going to make two.
Okay. Oh, that's bold.
There are two. Okay. Oh, God, I'm having a... Look at me. I'm
having a hot...
Here we go.
A flushy flush.
Yeah, flushy flush.
Turn the camera to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, I've got this, Lisa.
Oh, my God. Right, so I'm going to... Don't laugh at this, Grace, because I know you're going to instantly laugh.
Okay.
My plan is to try to reduce my alcohol during the week.
During the week.
And then, in conjunction with that, I want to obviously start walking again, because since I've been working in the last year, I just don't exercise, and I used to exercise 5 days a week.
Walking is a great...
Well, it's good for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I have to get, like, put my sports bra on.
Of course you will, yeah.
But I was used to walk miles and I loved it. But it's just, and I am that person now. I am that person that goes, I haven't got time.
Do you know what you should do? This is what I would do, is maybe fuck off the drinking resolution and be like, if I go on a really long walk, like 3 times a week.
I'll be more than that. Once I do something, it's
really?
That, yeah.
Okay, 5 days a week. Yeah. You can then come back and celebrate.
But
with
then, can you imagine if I don't drink the wine, then I will start to lose weight, which is what I need to do.
Why don't you?
Because I've got high cholesterol. Did you know that?
But you, but everyone has high cholesterol.
Well, yeah, but I didn't. And then since I've been on HRT, went for 2 blood tests in 2 months, and apparently I've got high cholesterol. It's 5.7. It should be 5.1.
Well,
you know the day when I was
so
in here with you having a breakdown.
It? Yeah, that's
what it was.
Oh, was it?
I had this big
story.
Good,
because you were
story
scared.
That I was going to say that I'd been out with Grace Barry and celebrate my signing with my new management.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously I forgot about my blood test. I had this big story.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that. They said about my cholesterol. I went, I thought that.
Do you know what? Why don't you start drinking vodka? Like drink a skinny bitch.
Mm-mm.
No.
I've only ever been drunk once on vodka.
Okay.
And I was throwing up blood the next day.
Jesus, what?
Yeah.
What do you think? Because I feel like 2024 is the year of your independence this year. You've got Joe's not in the house apart from on weekends.
Oh, Joe just comes back like a boomerang.
George is off with his
he will
his
be off.
Girlfriend.
I think they're going to move in together and all that.
What are you going to do?
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah, you fucking are.
I am.
I love that.
And my husband can start home and be the house husband like I've been the housewife.
Yeah. How does Terry feel that you're like a suffragette now?
Oh, no. Daily basis. You've been paid yet? Been paid yet? Been paid yet? That's what he says. Been paid. Oh, you might as well just put it on repeat. You've been paid yet? Fucking hell, Terry. No. And I said, it's
90-day payment terms.
Know,
they don't get it.
He's like in the industry he's in. You buy a car, you sell a car, you get paid straight away. But it's just that older class of people. He doesn't understand.
Have you got tips for a long-lasting marriage? Give it to me.
I will let you into a little secret. We had a little bit of counselling.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I started working, things weren't great between us. And I thought, well, we need to get things back on track. Joe suggested it.
Well, that's also if you've been together a long time as well. Yeah.
Our wedding anniversary tomorrow. He's forgotten.
Is it?
He's forgotten, yeah. I know. He's forgotten. Yeah, so anyway, so we had counselling. The one thing he sort of said is you've got to do things together. Because although we live together, we are together, we were doing everything separately.
Mm.
So, like, I mean, love him on Sunday, even though I really didn't feel well. Because I put on my favourite Christmas, it was on the telly, on my favourite Christmas film. And he was sitting there watching, and I could so tell he didn't want to watch it.
Oh, that's
it
really
was like,
sweet.
You know, Scrooge, Merry Christmas. And he was sitting there like that going,
help.
Yeah, and football was on in the other room, and I thought he's gagging to go
to
and watch
go
football.
And check, yeah.
But he did sit and watch the film with me.
That's actually a very good point, because I feel like even though you live together, it's not the same.
It's not. And then do you know what the testing point is? When the kids are offhand, it's like, there have been moments when I've sat there and thought, oh my God, is this it? Because you do grow apart.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are we doing together? But you have to work at it.
Are you going to do like date nights on a certain...
To be honest, I'm so knackered during the week that I usually go to bed really early, as you know. So we start going out more at weekends.
Yeah.
Going out for Sunday lunch and just branching out a bit more. I mean, the boys laugh and say, oh, Mum, you don't go anywhere. But I'm quite content.
Can I just say something now? I have come to realise at the end of this year, I love being at home.
Yeah, I do.
No, I honestly, it's like...
You know, and you especially know, the amount you work as well. You work really, really hard.
And it's like, why am I spending a weekend still going out?
Yeah, when you've been out during the week.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not getting on a Thames.
We went to the Christmas party on the Wednesday. I was out Saturday, Sunday, Monday, dying on Tuesday.
No, you worked that week. That was criminal. Even for me, and I only went to the HLD party.
I mean, honestly, 3 days of... I mean, I just don't drink alcohol. Like, I do drink every day, but not that much.
Yeah,
and a couple of glasses of wine, whatever, like sometimes Terry would buy. Actually, Joe bought a really lovely bottle of red wine for me and Terry, and and it was so nice.
Yeah.
So I said, after Christmas, we go back to doing what we used to do. We won't drink Mondays and Tuesdays. We'll share a bottle of red wine on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have Thursday off, and then I'll just go bang for the rest of the weekend.
Do you know, I drank red wine for the first time, went on holiday with Hannah at Barcelona. Would recommend it to a friend, even in the cold months. It was great. But
it's lovely,
I tried red wine for the first time.
You like it?
I'm allergic. My lips were like a baboon's
ass. God, yeah, that's when...
It was...
Did you take what I told you to do?
I did, and it went down. But yeah, I looked mental. Like, it was all swollen.
Oh, no, that when you put it on your story and you said...
Oh, my God.
That's how I feel about what I've eaten on Saturday. My face was... I looked in the mirror and I went... I mean, not only did I find some little hairs, like I've got a little moustache going on.
I was like,
oh my God, and my skin. So I went like that. It was all over my chest. It was all up the top of my arms.
Did you panic?
Well, no, because I thought, what the hell is it?
You're a better woman than me because I'd been straight on 111.
I mean, my eyes. I mean, I lit the hoods of my eyes.
That must be a fish thing.
Yeah, but see, I do eat a lot of fish.
Oh,
I
maybe
don't really
it's
eat
not...
red meat. I just have
fish
and chicken girl and turkey.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. Are you going to go on holiday next year?
Well, I'd love to.
And if yes, where are you going to go? What's the plan? Like, think of your dream
Italy.
Holiday.
It'd be Italy, because I love...
Oh, my parents love Italy.
Because at the end of
well.
The day, it's the only place I've been to that does the most amazing food. Even their house wine is like...
Incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it's just, it's a much warmer, like, a more moist, I hate that word.
Yeah,
moist
it is.
Climate, so it's not dry like going to the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
It's more...
Different kind of heat.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And when you go in August, it's sometimes you get a day where it is a little bit cloudy, which is lovely.
I'm still yet to go. My parents have gone so many times.
I need to.
I'm going to find someone to go with and just go.
Joe, need to get Joe. We go to Lake.
Let's
we go to Lake Garda.
I'm in.
Oh, that place.
Although you'll have to get me on a plane first, but I'm in.
Yeah, but it's only a couple of hours.
Oh, that's fine. To be fair, though,
the transfer on the coach is a bit long.
We're not doing coaches now, Lisa. We're going to get a car. We're not doing.
Oh no, no. I mean, like the transfer. Did I say coach? I mean transfer.
I hear you.
But
if you
go direct, I mean, this hotel we're staying, they've now got these suites.
Oh,
holy moly, moo.
Really?
Yeah, that's the one where I got Jules shut me out in the balcony and I nearly shit myself. And
yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, that
and
did happen.
I hope everything's okay since then.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've just learnt my lesson now not to go outside and have a sneaky fag and then your kid shuts the door and it locks. And you're like 25 feet up and I'm like, do I just jump and break my legs?
Yeah.
Or?
Sometimes I do think like, now I've moved to my house, right, I'm a bit paranoid and I'm thinking, right, if someone does rob me, can I jump out of that top window and not break anything? Because I feel like I've got brittle bones.
Yeah.
So I'm questioning, will I make this? Do you know what I was thinking? Right, tell me this, honestly. Open casket, yes or no?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Because
the only thing I tell you is,
right.
You ever seen anyone in a casket?
No.
Right, the chin's like this.
We'd have to get a bit of Botox going on there to lift you up.
No.
They really...
They have to lay you in that position.
Let me fucking rest. With double chins as well.
They really don't prop your head up. There's a medical reason why, I'm not quite sure. But they can't do that. So they have to lay you like that. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple of people. It's not clever. It's not good.
That's a shame because I've already hired my glam team to do my funeral.
Oh, I've told the boys. I said, if anything happened to me, I want nails painted. My hairdresser, Tina's already said, I'm coming.
I'll give you a spray tan.
Yeah. I want every single person I know to come and see me.
And do you know what I want as well at my funeral, Lisa? I want everyone to be hysterically crying. Like,
I don't. I want a party.
Oh, no. Okay, right. Hear me out. The actual funeral, I want... everyone to be blubbering. Like, I want it to be the worst day of their life. I want, you know, gifting. I want a flower wall. I want it all, right?
You want photos of everyone going?
Yeah, I want a gay priest. I want the whole thing.
Oh.
But then at the after... Did you just put your... over me.
Gay priest.
Yeah, get on that. We haven't got long left. And then at the after party, we can all get fucked up. That's what I want. But I want everyone to be really upset and distraught. is what I like.
They will be. Do you know what? Funerals, I'm fine until the music starts.
Oh, it always is. Someone puts on George Michael, Lisa's out.
Oh.
Lisa's out.
It's just like, you know, like the songs they come and I'm like, oh, yeah. You have to.
I think, funny, so I'd like I Will Survive as my song coming out. I think that would be quite
Terry and
funny.
I went to a funeral back a few months ago and Loving Me came into All Night Long, Lionel Richie. I thought, oh, what a lovely song.
That is nice, actually.
That was so lovely. I was like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the ones that like really like...
Well, you can't be having Lewis Capaldi on the fucking decks, can you? Or at a funeral, because you will be absolutely sobbing.
I know. We're just like, you know, like... I Can't Make You Love Me by George Michael. You'd just be like, ooh.
So, Lisa.
Yes.
I've had people send in, have I been naughty or nasty? So I'm going to read some out to you and I want your opinions on them.
Right.
So, number one, my ex cheated on me more time than I've had. Oh, sorry. No, I read that. Wait, hold on. Let me start again. My ex cheated on me more times than I've had hot dinners. I read it wrong. There wasn't a comma. So I put his toothbrush to good use and cleaned our bathroom toilet, then watched him happily brush his teeth.
I did that to Terry. I did.
Did you?
Yeah. We had a row once. I thought, right. So I got his electric toothbrush and I actually cleaned the toilet with it.
Does he know?
Yeah, he knows.
Okay.
I did tell him. I was crying when I told him. I said, I'm so sorry.
What was his reaction to that?
Oh, you can imagine, can't you?
Yeah, no, I mean,
he expletives and he literally just took his electric toothbrush, threw it in the bin and I had to replace it.
The only thing I would say, though, is your house is very clean. So if anyone was to use my toothbrush on a toilet, it would be yours.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay.
So, the boys sometimes, if they've lost their toothbrush or whatever, say, can I borrow yours? Because they know it's pristine.
Yeah.
I change my head every sort of 10 days.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I clean my teeth about 50 times a day.
Do you know what? Fucking props to you. I'm letting that one slide. Santa's coming. Right, second one. The guy I was seeing for over 4.5 months got drunk at a hometown party and slept with his ex-girlfriend, which resulted in her getting pregnant.
I mean...
That's not great.
No, and you wouldn't stay with him, would you?
No, do you know what? Thank you, I wouldn't. If my man got another woman pregnant, I'd be out of there. Quicker than you can
well,
say.
Yeah, because that's for life then.
Yeah.
You can't just forgive him like an affair and move on.
And they have to see them because the child.
No. Nah.
No, there's no way.
No.
I agree.
Yeah, there's no way.
Get fucked. Thirdly. Oh no, sorry, it carries on. Jesus, hold on. He then left me because he said he needed space. But I found out about the pregnancy from his roommate, to which then led me to sleeping with his roommate. Fair play.
Yeah, well, I would as well.
I'd send him
photos as well.
And his dad.
I'd send video footage the lot.
Yeah, no, I agree. Women pal, we can do that now. Yeah. And they can't post it, so.
Well, they can if they want.
They can if they want. See you in court. Do you know what I mean? I've got time. Third one. Sleepover at a guy's house. Woke up and got ready to go on a date with another guy, still at his house. And for me to come home, get invited for a semi-night out at the uni bar to get with another... Okay, so she slept with a guy, got ready for a date with another guy, and then went from his house to that date.
What, she's already slept with somebody beforehand?
Yeah, she's still in that guy's house too.
I mean... Well, hope she gets clean underwear.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
And maybe.
Had a good bath.
Yeah. Slept with the landlord of my ex's favourite pub so he couldn't drink there anymore. Very smart.
Yeah, that is very smart.
I like
especially
that.
If he's been horrible to her.
Yeah.
That's a really good move.
I agree. And also, if you sleep with the landlord of a pub, you could get free drinks.
Yeah, but then you could be chucked out if you're not very good.
Well, I'd be chucked out then. I'd be chucked. Did you actually, my New Year's resolution, Lisa, is to actually get all right in bed.
I bet you are, anyway.
No, I promise you, Lisa.
Are you lazy?
I honestly, who's the guy you like with the bun?
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa could come up to me and say, go on top. And I'd say, fuck off. No, I'm sorry. I don't have the knees for it. I don't. And I'm sorry. It'll be bad for them. It'll be bad for me. I'd prefer to lay there.
Yeah. Why not? What's wrong with that?
Thank you. Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you get it. Because sometimes I say that to people and they're like, they'll leave you. Good.
Yeah, I know. Because we're talking from experience here.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Now, unless you look like Pamela Anderson.
Which I don't.
Yeah, same as me.
Yeah,
why would you want to be doing all that? And then you're being, you know.
It's all a bit much. And I think girls nowadays online, they try and really act as if, you know, yeah, I'm crazy in the bedroom. I like all of this shit. What happened to Victorian times when we could just...
Can you imagine that? I bet they stunk.
Oh, I bet they honked. And also, I don't think they wiped properly.
Because they honked. honked.
They honked. And also the streets were filled with shit.
I know. I said this to Terry yesterday, watching that film.
Yeah.
On Sunday, watching that film. I said, all the streets were lined with poo, manure and everything.
I mean, it's not exactly a White Company candle, is it? It doesn't set the mood. It doesn't.
It's like when I watched Downton Abbey and then I read an article that somebody wrote and they said that it's such an unrealistic thing because they stunk.
Yeah.
They didn't wash.
But then, if everyone stunk, would you think they stank?
No, you know what it is? Because it's all the same smell.
Yeah. And I've smelt some crazy smells. And I've never thought I'd like to go on top of that.
No.
To be honest.
Because unless you're absolutely wazzled at the time, it doesn't really matter. Oh. You lose your inhibitions, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I'm that kind of person be thinking, oh, do I look nice? And, you know, how's it, you know? No.
I lost my virginity in my nan's house with my cousin in the room.
What, watching?
I mean,
I've got a thing about this. I don't understand why people have to be in the same room watching other people have sex.
It's all a bit, because, you know,
I feel like they're going to bring up a scorecard and go 9.9, you know, 8.
Could do with more work.
I'm sorry, but that should be private time.
And I also don't understand swingers. I've got a lot of pampas grass in my house, but it doesn't mean that.
People owned my house before me were.
What?
I'm like, you should have seen the stuff that we got sent when we moved in.
What do you mean?
And the neighbours come over and went, you did know, didn't they?
What do you mean? Expand on this.
Keys in the pot. I went, what do you mean keys in the pot? I'm so naive.
I'd be like, they had a spare key.
I mean, yeah, but that's what I'm like. I thought, oh, I'm sorry. I've watched documentaries about that.
Yeah.
What, you all just sit there and all of a sudden someone just goes, right, no.
No. And also, like, for me, it's like, what's the starter conversation?
But you've got to fancy someone and I'd have to be really drunk.
Because the thing is, as well, it's a lot of people. And also, I don't know if my body's up to scratch for 15 people seeing it. Oh. Like that.
When people have, like, you've got all that, well, I can't even say it on here because it's rude.
Yeah.
Like, you know, group. Yes, that's the word. No. No.
No. So what were you getting in the post at your house?
Well, just these, I mean, we're going back now, 17 magazines and like things that you could buy for these parties.
To get you going.
Like things to, so you indicate to that person that that's the person that you like. What?
Oh, I'm so uneducated in this.
Do you know what? You're fucking vet, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, not.
Do you want to go up to the spare room?
I mean, knowing me, I'd probably get the ugliest bloke.
No, me too.
With really bad breath, one tooth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't mind a missing tooth.
I've got a thing about teeth. I'm sorry.
No, but this makes sense because you've got such great teeth. You can't be like, Lisa, if you came to me with a man with one tooth, which was a bit brown, I'd be like, what's happened?
I know, it's just like, I just can't, I'm sorry, I've just got a thing about it.
No, that's fair play. That's interesting, I really enjoyed that. My baby daddy cheated on me, so I stole his Rolex and moved house.
That's a bit dramatic. How would she move house without him knowing?
Well,
I mean, my friend actually threw her husband's whole collection of Cartier Rolexes out of the window when she found out he was cheating. Literally cut his clothes up, they were all on the driveway.
Can I say something controversially?
What?
If you're going to cheat, move your Rolexes out the house.
I know.
Like, I'm sorry.
I actually sewed prawns into Terry's curtains when he was in his flat.
Sewed prawns?
Prawns, so they stunk and he kept saying there's this horrible
fishy
smell.
That's incredible.
Listen, don't cross me.
No, that's a really good idea.
Don't cross me. So if you want to shit on me, you better come back with something good.
You better have those Tesco.
Yeah, I cut his curtains, hemmed them,
got
prawns all the way in the bottom. He kept saying there's this horrible fishy smell.
Oh my God, that's
a
really good
friend,
idea.
We went around there one night and we was all absolutely like just been drinking.
Obliterated.
Yeah, I told her and she went, right, there was one way of doing it. And I thought, she got a pair of scissors and she literally cut his curtains all the way along. They were full length because he lived in an Edwardian like house.
Yeah.
And she literally cut, so the curtains didn't actually reach the bottom of the windowsill. Because I said to her, they really stink, I've got to get rid of them.
They honk.
She cut them and they weren't even level. She was so drunk, she was going, So the next time I went round there, I went, oh my God, we're going to have to get you some new curtains. I'm so sorry.
And you told him?
Yeah, I did tell him. I've always told him what
I've
done.
But then was he thankful that you finally told him?
He just laughed his head off. He just laughed and he went, he said to me, you are nuts. We've got to get married.
You're made for each other.
I know, because I did do something.
I love the story of you and Terry. I think it's so cool. I love it.
It was a very, very volatile relationship before we actually got married.
Sometimes that's exciting.
Yeah, it was, but it was quite, you know, I mean, we've always had a relationship like that.
Yeah.
Because I can go from 0 to 100 in like really 0.1 seconds with him. He's the only man that will make me go.
Yeah.
But most of the time, all right.
I love that. I would like in my future to sew prawns on my parties.
But actually, they were king prawns. They were raw as well.
Oh, they
and
were
you know
blue.
What? I had no money and they cost me an absolute fortune from Waitrose. And I thought, only the best for you, kiddo.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like that all the way through. I thought, yeah.
And that's such a man thing not to realise that there's prawns on your curtains.
Oh.
Because I think we would notice that.
He looked like he'd been burgled.
Oh, really?
He had loads of money, but you walked in and I thought, oh, my God.
Something's happened here. It's like Adam Sandler.
All he had was the biggest telly in the world and a sofa.
Oh, it makes sense. He likes football.
A new sofa.
It's like Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler dresses like he hasn't had, you know, a pound to his name.
But see, that's the thing. He used to dress.
Oh.
Yeah, Armani was his favourite shop.
Oh, love that.
And then he met me. And then, obviously, I drained him of everything. He had hair and everything when he met me, love him.
He did. I saw a picture. He had
black,
dark hair.
Curly hair.
Yeah.
And it was lovely.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I found the Regain in his cupboard and I knew it was all over.
What's a Regain?
It was like stuff to stop his hair from falling out.
Stop it. Do you know what I'm reading at the moment? This is a bit rogue. This Crystal Hefner. You heard of her? She married Hugh Hefner.
I was going to say Hefner, obviously.
The best book ever.
Really?
It's so good. It exposes all the crazy shit about Playboy. Because when I was younger, believe it or not, I looked at Playboy and thought, yeah, I've got a chance. Go on. Let me in there. I could do that. I could live in that mansion wearing stockings. Couldn't. But that was a dream of mine to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a glamour model.
You could have been
I wanted
a
to be
model.
Samantha Fox. But when I was younger, everyone said I looked like Maria Whittaker, which you can probably get that up and show. I did have massive boobs. Ooh. I was quite chunky. I had the curly perm. And I used to get stopped when I went to Ibiza. And I went away with all my girls. They all sort of said, you really look like Maria Whittaker. And I was like, my uncle was a photographer. So, I mean, but then my mum went, I draw the line about, you know, you getting your
glamour.
Your ankle, like your uncle.
Yeah.
Thing. So, yeah, but I really wanted to do it.
I always say, if it wasn't for me shaving rash, could have done it.
Yeah, but you didn't get that out. It was just the boobs, weren't it?
Yeah,
I had lovely
back
boobs.
In the day, it was tits. Like, it was all about tits.
And it was page three every day.
Yeah.
I mean, my brother had Samantha Fox on his wall, and then she turned out she's a lesbian now.
Wait, did you say you look like Samantha
no,
Fox?
No, I
oh,
wanted
sorry,
to
okay,
be
because
like
because that
her.
Would have been weird.
Yeah, I wanted to be
That's
like
fair
her.
Enough. That's really fair enough.
I had really dark brown curly hair.
Wow.
Well, you've seen the photos of my hair.
I have. You look, you and Terry, it was like Bond girl and Bond.
I mean, I don't remember much about the 90s, so the truth, it was all a bit of a blur.
I'm pissed off that I've grown up in this decade.
But do you know what? That decade for me, sort of the late 80s, early 90s, I just feel like the amount of artists that were, you know, like you got the George Michael, Madonna, you got Prince.
Way better music.
You know, George Benson, I saw Whitney Houston, I've seen all of them.
Yeah.
And like Michael Jackson.
Mental.
You're never going to get that ever again.
No.
Ever again.
I mean, who do we have?
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, we've still got Tom Jones.
I mean, I love Ray, but I guess she's not really, I don't know.
I mean,
guess it's not
Adele's
Michael Jackson.
Really big now, though. I love Adele.
Yeah, yeah.
What
is your favourite memory from the 90s that you can say on this podcast?
Oh.
Because I know there's a lot you can't.
I think when Terry asked me to marry him.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did he ask you?
Well, I've been out the night before and I stuck my tongue down someone else's throat and then we'd split up again. We used to get together, split up. And then he phoned me up, old-fashioned landline.
Mm.
There was a message on my answer machine. I'd been up the country club because I worked up the Spurs in doing silver service. I'd worked all day. I got a message when I come home. Me and you need to have a chat. And I knew what was coming. I thought he's going to dump me again. I know he's going to dump me.
Aww.
So he came to my flat. He dropped off 500 quid for Danny for Christmas and said, I don't want you to not have any money. You can buy. So I literally cried for like 3 days and then just thought, fuck it. So then the week after, I went out and then had a good old night the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, it's over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I got a message on my answering again saying, I need to talk to you and I love you. Because he's always messaging me when he's really drunk. So I love you. And,
And then
I said, if you think that I'm coming back to you again, unless you turn up round my flat with a diamond and a bottle of whatever, I said, you can off. So anyway. This was in the morning. He phoned me about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He went to my coming round. I went, I'm going round my friends. He went, no, you're not. I'm coming round. And he came round and he'd gone to his friend's, he had a jewellery shop, with this diamond in like this little, and he went, will you marry me? I went, oh, Terry, don't be so stupid. I went, and then I went, actually unless you get on your hands and knees, I said, you asked me properly.
Yeah.
So this was on the 9th of December and we got married on the 20th.
Fuck it, sorry.
Yeah,
that was quick.
And it was my birthday on the 11th of December and I couldn't tell my parents because I knew they were going to go And my little dad, my Danny was trying to rummage through the cupboard in the parents' house trying to get my birth certificate because I had to go to the registry office and get it all like...
So did you tell your parents you were getting married?
I did last minute. No one at the wedding, everyone was like that.
Oh, no.
You know what it was? It will never last. It wouldn't, like, his parents weren't happy, mine weren't happy. Everyone was saying, are you pregnant? But we literally, he asked me on the 9th. And then we went on day after my birthday, which is not 12th, to go to get my ring all set, get my wedding ring. And then my sister went, what are you going to wear? And I went, oh, I'm not just going to go like I am. She went, no. So we had to go and get me a little
wedding dress.
It's just horrendous.
Really?
It was gold, like just straight cut all the way down with a double-breasted. Ooh. And I had these shoes. I wouldn't put a dog in. Because I just thought, no. Didn't want flowers, didn't want a cake. But yeah,
it was
so quick. And because I did think, if I don't say yes now...
It will never.
Yeah, because we didn't even live together.
But have you ever had your vows renewed?
No, but see, we were going to... Well, where are we now? 28 years it is tomorrow. So we said in 2 years' time, we want to go to Cornwall. There's a chapel that's probably the size of this set.
Yeah.
And we'd love to go and invite everyone.
I think you should,
it's
because it would be...
a long way for everyone
to
come.
But the thing is, considering the reception of your first wedding... Like when you first got married.
I mean, literally, I'm not joking. You know what we did? I said, I don't want anything flash. We just bought a house. See, what happened was he asked me on the 9th and he bought a house. We moved into on the 15th.
Wow.
So on the 9th of December, I was in my flat when he asked me. We moved into a house 6 days later.
That is mental.
And then we got married, a few days after that. And I just remember driving in my car when Mariah Carey just come out of a little Fiesta. Oh, no. And I was like, she's the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Oh.
I was like, no, Danny's going to have a stepdad and I'm going to have my man. And it was just mad. It was the maddest thing we've ever done. But then...
Paid off.
Yeah, then we had the first year being married and I thought, what have I done? Listen, he'll say the same thing. We hadn't lived together. It was very different living together
is so... Because some of the shit men do...
Listen...
Who were you raised in a barn?
But I was getting up every morning, taking Danny back to school in Epping. Chesant to Epping.
Yeah.
So I was doing a two-hour round trip. I'd come home, 10 o'clock in the morning, he's still in
pilgrimage.
Bed. I'd be like, get the fuck up.
Yeah, get up.
I've been up since...
I've done miles, honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was the happiest time of my life. But it was, when I look back now, I think the three things you shouldn't do is get married and move house and have children, all like, we did it all.
You were lucky though.
It was Christmas.
That's the most stressful time of the year as well.
I know.
But you were really lucky that all worked. I feel like marriages now don't really work out.
No.
It's because you can get rid of them quite quick.
But see, that's the thing. I think it should be harder to get married.
Yeah, I
agree. It's really hard to get divorced. I think it should be really hard. You should have to prove to a vicar that this is,
I'm not going to lie. I feel like if I'd want someone to propose to me after we've been together for about 5 years.
We were together 3 years, 3 months and 3 days.
Oh, 333.
Yeah, and then I have three kids. So yeah, that's my special number.
Yeah, that is your number.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, but our reception was just in a local pub. I just didn't want
yeah, but
all that
flashy wedding. So I always feel like the people with the flashiest weddings have got something to prove.
I'm not going to go into it, but there's just family that have like five weddings between them and none of them have lasted.
Yeah,
and 25 grand for this, 30 grand. What's the point?
I think when you know.
Yeah.
I always think that.
I mean, I've always said to the kids, when you know, you'll know. And I asked Terry to marry me after a month and he went, don't be stupid.
Yeah.
And I went to his mates, went out one night and I went to his mates, I'm going to marry him. And they all went to Terry, gosh, she's full on, isn't she? got him in the end though, didn't I?
I am, yeah. No, you actually did.
I did.
Oh, are you guys going to do anything for tomorrow?
He's probably forgotten.
I don't know.
I'm getting my lashes done. He's
Congrats.
Probably forgotten.
Yep.
He's going out to work all day and I'll be really surprised if he's remembered.
Okay.
First year we were married, he forgot. We was in Lanzarote.
You've been saving that.
Yeah. I've been bottled up for like 28 years.
He forgot. That would be me though. I'm not good with dates.
If I don't write anything down now, I'm just terrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. That I have to have Hannah. Just put that in my diary quick.
I've got Joe.
Yeah, exactly. I've got Hannah, you've got Joe.
Yeah.
And it's the dream team.
On my phone this week, it keeps pinging up. Get the turkey out on the 23rd, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Not the turkey. Oh, I'm so jealous of your Christmas dinner already.
Oh, do you know what?
It's
do you know what I mean? I'm such a cheat because I'm not struggling and I'm not straining over all that food.
Tell them.
Went to Marx's, bought a turkey crown,
yeah.
bought all the veg that can be frozen.
Yeah.
We're having fresh roast potatoes, Terry's doing Brussels and bacon,
Ooh.
Prawn cocktail to start.
Nice.
Loads of party food I've bought already in the freezer.
At your house at Christmas, who's there? So you've got Joe, George.
Just this year, it's just me and Terry and just the three boys, which is perfect for me.
That's quite nice. Mm. Although I'm always really jealous of people with big families at Christmas. I think it looks really fun.
It is. I've done all that. But it's just, I just feel like it just, you just don't get a minute to even have a conversation with one person when there's too many people.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? I just love the fact it's intimate and...
I've got a very small family as well.
Yeah,
every
so
Christmas, it's my mum, my dad, my gran, my auntie, me.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah. Well, the woman's dentures. Crazy shit, eating a turkey with that.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I mean, you know, I just call me Microwave Maggie because most of the stuff just goes in the microwave. You know, once it's defrosted, it's gone.
That's
I'm
the
just,
best way to do it.
I'm just
best
like,
way.
But Joe, trust me now, Joe and George will be hungry. Say I cook, do dinner about half through 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, by five, George will be going, I'm starving.
Yeah.
She said, might as well have had a burger.
Yeah, you get some rustlers in.
Do you know what I mean? So
well, maybe not rustlers. Like, that was a bit bold barrel of me.
The middle.
Jesus wept. I don't know why I said that. It just came to me quick. So we've got some Santa's saucy tips here.
Right.
Number one, keep an ice cube in your mouth while sucking the he will marry you.
Well, that's going to make it shrink.
I have sensitive teeth.
Yes, so have I.
Yeah, I don't think that would work.
I'd choke on that.
And how big is the ice? Yeah, no, do you know what?
How can you fit an ice cube in that in the same time?
I can barely fit anything in there anyway. I've got actually quite a small mouth and a horrible gag.
Gag, so have I.
Horrible. When I brush my tongue, I'm like, hell in there.
I did it this morning.
Yeah, it's
Brand
hell.
Brand nearly come up. The eyelashes fell out instead.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I've heard about it, but I don't think it's doable.
No, that's rubbish.
And also, what has a man done to deserve that?
No. Be freezing cold.
Yeah.
Nah.
We're in a cold climate anyway.
That's rubbish.
Fuck that. Number two, BJ with a...
You need glasses, Grace.
Tell me about
it. Do you want to borrow mine?
Tell me about it. But the thing is, I'm too embarrassed to wear my glasses and it leaves a thing on my nose.
Yeah, but are these all mine?
Oh, wait. Fuck off. Are they your actual glasses?
They're not.
I was like, that is so festive.
I've got prescription Santa glasses. Get me. I can look.
I was so impressed. I was like, wow. I do need glasses though. But I can't put contacts in with these.
Go to Specsavers. They're great.
All right.
Yeah, go.
How much are you getting paid for that?
No, I love them. They're great.
Okay, I'm going to do it. Put a... What is it? A Trebermint? You know the really
tree
strong...
ball.
Tree ball.
Tree ball. Sorry.
Put a tree ball mint in your mouth, BJ.
Listen, you know what I'm like about mints?
No,
I've got mints everywhere. I was known as Mint Girl in the gym.
Respectfully,
I've
got a friend who always has mints in her mouth, has lost all her teeth.
Oh, yeah, but see, I clean mine. This is the thing.
No, she cleans it, but the sugar rots your teeth.
Yes, I know. Well, if you suck them quick enough, they don't.
Oh, fucking bet. Terry's a lucky lad. Jesus wept. Right, sorry, Joe. I keep forgetting Joe's in the room. We'll move on to number three.
It's not his birthday yet, anyway, Grace.
Always pop a little finger in the bum hole.
No.
I agree.
No, I agree. No. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No.
Satan's cavern down there. It's the thing is with men, I don't believe, although actually gay men, maybe this is stereotypical. I feel like gay men always really look after themselves. They have amazing, you know, listen, I respect the hygiene. Straight men, however, you're not.
I didn't even
you don't
know.
Wash your legs.
I mean, you might. I don't even know if this can go in.
Okay.
When Chloe Burrow said on Celebs Go Dating about pegging, I didn't know what that was.
Oh, yeah. I
was absolutely.
Shock.
I sat there horrified and thought, oh my God, no. Nope.
I couldn't. I personally, first of all, finger in there is crazy. I wouldn't want to. Like, what? Because I feel like even when you wash your hands, I'm not eating a pack of Quavers after because I feel like it's still there. But Peggy, if I see my man bent over and I'm fucking him, there's something going on in my head there thinking this is crazy. I don't know if I can do that.
Because I've never done it and I never
but
will.
If they then told me, oh, go do this, I've just fucked you.
Yeah, but what if you met a really beautiful man and he said, we'll get married, but this has got to be part of our... sexual relationship, would you do that?
I think if it's got to the 5 year mark, things are getting a bit boring. I will fuck that man.
Listen, you won't wait 5 years. You'll meet someone and you'll know straight away.
Yeah, to be fair, I'll probably break up with them.
Oh.
I would just, I don't know. The thing is, I get it like crazy in the bedroom, like saucy crazy. But the thing is, I can't do that. Like, and also, like, I'm going to be, if I'm fucking the man, am I holding on to his ass cheeks? I don't know. And I don't know.
I don't even. Do you know what? That's an image. I can't even.
Yeah, and I'm sorry.
I think about Terry and think.
Yeah.
No.
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 Yeah, and do you know what? Let's make it more socially acceptable to be vanilla. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking
What's
you.
What's wrong with being
What
like
is
me?
Wrong with that?
Mind you, saying that my generation, some of my mates, I mean, some of the things I tell them, I'm like, really?
Really?
I've had quite a sort of thingy life.
Yeah, I've
Terry
had...
called me a prude the other day.
Oh,
a prude.
Cheeky bastard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said we still
Wait till he gets
yet.
A finger up the arse. He won't be saying that, will he? Christmas is the season of giving. Number four. Always scream his best friend's name as you come. You've got to come first. But always scream his best friend's name. I feel like that's not going to work out.
If I did that, Terry would probably just laugh his head off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, probably.
I guess it depends what the name is. Like, if they're called something like...
Roy.
Roy. Roy! Like, I feel like it wouldn't have the same effect, would it?
No.
No, it wouldn't. Maybe like...
I like, think he's called me his ex-girlfriend's name years ago when we were first together, and I was like,
ooh.
Oh, okay.
I've done that once too in the bedroom, and I've regretted it. I haven't regretted
it. But you can't help it. It's what you're used to.
Sometimes it's your
brain saying, don't say it, and then you say it.
Apparently, also, I just want to ask you about this. When you reach 25, apparently your frontal lobe develops and you change. Is that true?
Well, I got married.
Fair.
Yeah.
Well, it's
literally,
always next year.
Was 26 on the 11th of December.
Yeah.
Got married. Literally, you know, what?
Your frontal lobe was doing bits.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite young, really.
Yeah, no, it is when you think about it, but maybe it's more like modern
then
day.
Then bear in mind, I
did
have a seven-year-old child.
You did, yeah. Yeah, I guess.
You know, I was ready for marriage, you know, grandkids at
26. Wait, so when did you have Danny?
1989.
What age were you?
2 months after my 19th birthday.
You were quite young.
Really young.
Wow.
But I was so mature for my age.
Yeah.
First boyfriend, first everything. So that's why.
Wow.
Got to be with him forever.
Yeah, we've all been there. Last one.
Yeah.
Rosie, the way you've written this. Tongue the arse. Capitals. Deep. If I'm not putting a finger there, you think my tongue's going there?
Excuse me, with my teeth, no way.
Great.
No way.
Crazy.
No way.
I'd take me Invisalign out.
I'd rather just slap a bit of wet fish over it and then just get it over and done with.
I don't think I'll never rim a man. No man will ever, unless they end world hunger,
do you know what I'd
then
have to
I'll
do?
Do it.
I'd have to do what they do when you have a baby. And if you're laying there and you go, I need to go to the toilet, they get Steri-Strips, like, you know, like with all the, and we'll have to clean it with like everything, like, so it's sterile.
Yeah, I agree. And I also put the Steri-Strip up there.
Yeah.
Just in case. And also I'd make them douche. And I'd watch, so I know it's been done properly. Oh. I promise you.
I mean, what a compliment.
My tongue, that's...
No, I'm sorry.
I would... The only.
You'd have to have a tongue scraper on the side.
Yeah, it's like a punishment. Like, I'd put people on death row to make someone rim someone. Like, if you've done a really bad crime, rim. Like, do you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
what I found out about rimming from Dawn French?
That makes sense.
She was on Graham Norton once, and I
said... She's rimmed.
It.
She's rimmed.
So she said about rimming. Her mum's... And I thought... I don't even know.
Her mum's rimmed.
No, she says they were chatting, her and her mum, and her mum said something to her about being rimmed on Graham Norton. And I went, I've got to Google that. I'm such a prude.
Yeah, that's, sometimes I think, you know, maybe this should be a first date question, because I can't go any further if you're expecting me to do that. There's boundaries here.
Can I just ask you, what's the kinkiest thing everyone's ever asked you to do?
Oh, maybe, oh, only like blindfold and shit. I've never, ever done arse shit.
Oh.
Because I'm not into it. And also like someone's licked my arse, but I remember being like, oh, like I remember thinking, help. Like I didn't like that because I thought, what's my day been like?
Terry tied me up once when I had my tied me up and then I went down the pub. That's not a joke.
No.
I heard the front door go and I thought, he's left me. There's me and all
tied
my
gang.
Tied me up, fucked off down the pub. And then he went 15 minutes, I thought, I'm going to kill him. Came back and he went, ha, only joking. I went, you can fuck off, right? That's it, you done for 6 months.
That is criminal. Mm. Or maybe anal, but I guess that's not really kinky.
No, you can't be doing
I can't
that.
With piles as well. I've got shares in that.
Oh, so have I.
Yeah.
I've got a specialist cream for that.
Have you?
Yeah, I might start selling it on the black
you
market.
You should, because I'll buy that, because sometimes it really happens at the wrong times. actually, when I was doing my final walk on Stand Up To Cancer, I had a fucking pile. I thought, pick your moments. Pick your fucking moments. Horrible, I'm doing something for charity and I've got a painful ass.
You haven't had babies yet.
No, I haven't. So when
I do,
yeah, I'm going to have prolapse.
Free operation today, and I am.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, queen of.
Can you get it on the NHS though?
Yeah.
I'll see you
there. Do you know what? And I'll tell you what, the NHS one I put, I had better than the private.
Really? Oh, I'd love a private. They give you soaps.
Well,
you can like different.
Tell you what happened when I went in.
No,
bearing in mind I wasn't allowed to eat or drink.
God forbid.
You know, for 12 hours before whatever gets in the hospital.
Yeah.
Even though it was NHS, it was private. Got in there.
Save the NHS.
So thick.
Yeah.
And they come in. They went, right, you can have an enema, Lisa. And I thought it was a drink.
What's an enema? What's an enema, Lisa?
Well, they squirt up your bum.
Enough.
Make
now.
You go to the toilet. I thought it was a drink. I thought, oh, that's what I thought it was going to be an all.
Yeah, like a pina colada or something.
Yeah, I thought, oh, I'm gasping for a drink.
Yeah.
And in walked this nurse with these rubber gloves up here and this thing about that big. And I went, where are you putting that? And she went, turn over, Lisa.
Oh,
wait for 3 minutes. Well, I didn't have any phone. I didn't have my watch on, so they're taking everything. So all I knew, the adverts for this morning came on. Jesus. And I know they're about 4 minutes. I didn't even get to the third minute. That was it. I've never had an enema before in my life. But I thought I could drink it.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, designer vagina.
Yeah.
How was that? I want to get one.
No, mine was a bit of an accident, designer vagina.
Oh.
So when I had my tummy tuck done.
Okay.
He went to me, see that? He said, your husband's going to love me after that. And I was like, really? He said, so what he did was he pulled everything
That's
up.
That's perverse.
Because I had so much skin. He cut 22 inches of skin off me.
Oh,
from
fucking
hip,
hell.
Hip to hip. I mean, you could pull my skin to my knees.
Incredible for the heat.
Yeah.
The so warmth.
It was. I had to scoop my stomach.
Crazy shit.
In a girdle.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Joe used to get, you know, the ball clips
Where's
and put your hair up.
Yeah.
He used to get my stomach and put ball clips in. My tummy.
He's a real one.
He did.
No, that's a real one. That's
he did. Yeah, and then yeah, but he did. He used to come up to me and go, and I'd go, oh, do you really want it? He was such a weird child. And then he'd blow a bubble in my stomach and then go, I know.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know what to do with this information.
Yeah. So that's what he did. So then when I went in, I said to him, we were going to have our bathroom done. It's in our new house.
And
I
went to vagina done
come
instead.
Home from the gym and I was 8 stone nothing, which is tiny for me. And I went,
Skinny
Terry,
queen.
I can't go. I want to get, he went, Do you really want to go and have it done? I said, Terry, I don't care. I want it done. Because I knew I was going to have no more babies. So I went to see the surgeon, major surgery. And he said, when I take the skin off, I'm going to lift your vagina.
Brilliant,
right?
News.
So that's great. I mean, you wake up feeling like you have been cut in half. I was cut from the back to there. So the nurse said, you got to get up, you got to do a wee. So the first time I sat on the toilet to do a wee, I went, oh my God. I weed upwards because she pulled it up so far. It was like a little boy. And the nurse went, and I went, oh my God. She went, that happens to everyone. It's not natural. I was like, oh my God, it literally weed.
Incredible.
When you have a little boy, when you have a little baby boy, they wee and they go like, yeah, I went, fucking hell. She went, that's completely normal. Great, you've had a wee, you can go home. No.
Well, at least give me some counselling.
There was no girdle that he sent me home. This surgeon is the best I've ever known.
Drop me that fucking number.
Yeah. Let me tell you something now. Although people say he's barbaric, he's amazing.
Yeah, barbaric.
It's like the recovery. You think, oh, you're going to go home with this. After a couple of days, I had to put like a little girdle on, like when I had my boobs done.
Yeah.
They were just like, I mean, like there was. I didn't have to put anything on. I was like, surely.
Yeah.
But tell you what, you do heal a lot quicker.
Do you?
So I've now got a nunny that's rather than facing, where's north? No, south.
South.
It's north.
Yeah. Never reach ready.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. 2024, year of the new puss.
Yeah. Mm. You're too young to have you. Listen,
why?
Whatever you have done, have children first. Then you look in the mirror and go, right, now is the time.
Now I've got it.
Now you can go and have it all done.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do. And I might have to get it gifted because I don't know if I can be asked. I'm not paying for that.
Listen, the price it all is now, you're going to have to get a second mortgage.
Yeah, I fucking bet. I'm going to have to just marry a rich man and him do it for me.
Oh, I've about 3 kids with him, then he'll pay for the lot.
Yeah, well, I can deal with that. That's a small price to pay for a good puss. Anyway, this has been an amazing podcast. We've spoken about a lot. I don't remember most of it, but we've spoken about a lot. Thank you for coming on.
That's right, and you're coming for New Year.
Come on.
Yes.
I'll be there.
Get in.
With my little Christmas dress. I don't have one.
I'll lend you one. Jumpsuit. Don't
thank
be on
you.
It.
Well, I don't want to smell it, respectfully, obviously.
What?
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. Have an amazing Christmas.
I feel very privileged to be on, thank you.
Oh, well, I'll see you
really
next year.
Lovely.
If you've been watching, give it a like and subscribe. And if you've been listening, give it a follow and a 5-star review. So bye, Lisa.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Bye.